Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Navigating Autism 9 Mindsets, for Helping Kids on the Spectrum is a 21-1 nonfiction guide by Temple Grandin and Deborah Moore that focuses on practical support for autistic children and teenagers. Written for parents, educators, therapists, and other caregivers, the book rejects one-size-fits-all approaches and instead argues for a strengths-based, individualized way of understanding autism. Its central structure is 9 mindsets, each designed to help readers interpret behavior more accurately, evaluate needs more holistically, and plan interventions that fit the child rather than the label. The book also pays close attention to common co-occurring challenges, the value of real-world skills, and the transition to adulthood. Because Grandin draws on both her lived experience and her long-standing public role in autism advocacy, while Moore brings clinical experience. The book combines perspective and practical guidance in a way that makes it especially useful as a working reference, rather than a theoretical text. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, seeing the child beyond the autism label. A central idea in the book is that autism should never become the whole explanation for a child's behavior or abilities. The authors urge readers to look beneath surface actions and ask what else may be driving them, such as grief, boredom, anxiety, fatigue, sensory overload, or a mismatch between the setting and the child's needs. This matters because many misunderstandings in autism support come from treating visible behavior as the final truth rather than as information to be interpreted. By insisting that every child is more than a diagnosis, the book pushes adults to replace quick assumptions with closer observation. That shift is not merely philosophical. It changes what parents and professionals do next. A child who seems oppositional may actually be confused, distressed, or understimulated. A child who seems inattentive may be reacting to a problem unrelated to autism. The practical value of this mindset is that it reduces mislabeling and makes support more precise. Instead of responding only to symptoms, readers are encouraged to identify causes and adjust the environment, expectations, or support strategy accordingly. Secondly, evaluating the whole child instead of relying on single scores, the book gives substantial attention to assessment, arguing that evaluation should include the whole child rather than depend mainly on IQ tests, standardized scores, or narrow snapshots of performance. This is an important corrective in autism support because formal testing can miss critical variables that affect outcomes, including sleep, health, sensory discomfort, anxiety, motivation, and the child's mood on a particular day. The authors are not dismissing assessment, they are broadening its purpose. A strong evaluation, in their view, should help adults understand how a child actually functions across settings and over time. That means gathering information from multiple observers, considering context, and avoiding the mistake of turning a test result into a total description of the person. This approach is especially useful for children whose abilities vary widely depending on environment or task. It also helps explain why a child may perform well in one situation and poorly in another. The book's broader message is that testing should inform support, not flatten individuality. In practice, that means evaluations become more useful when they guide real decisions about schooling, therapy, accommodations, and family priorities. Thirdly, building individualized interventions through teamwork. One of the book's most practical contributions is its focus on intervention planning that is tailored to the child rather than borrowed from a generic model. The authors emphasize that support works best when it is built around specific needs, strengths, and developmental goals, and when parents are included as active partners in the process. This team-based approach is significant because autistic children often move between home, school, clinics, and community settings, and inconsistency across those environments can undermine progress. The book presents intervention as coordinated problem-solving rather than as a single expert delivering a fixed program. That means adults need to communicate, compare observations, and adjust strategies when something is not working. It also means that effective intervention is not defined only by reducing difficult behavior, but by helping the child function more comfortably and successfully in daily life. The authors are especially attentive to the difference between interventions that look good on paper and interventions that fit a real child's circumstances. By framing support this way, the book encourages readers to think less about compliance and more about fit, sustainability, and measurable usefulness in ordinary routines. Fourthly, addressing co-occurring conditions that can shape behavior and learning. The book repeatedly reminds readers that autism often overlaps with other medical and psychiatric conditions, and that ignoring those issues can lead to incomplete or ineffective support. It highlights concerns such as ADHD, sleep disorders, eating issues, and other health-related factors that may affect attention, mood, learning, and behavior. This is an important dimension of the book because it challenges the habit of attributing every problem to autism itself. If a child is exhausted from poor sleep, distracted by untreated pain, or struggling with another condition, then autism-focused strategies alone may not be enough. The authors therefore advocate a more careful and medically aware view of behavior. This does not mean medicalizing everything. It means recognizing that a child cannot be supported well if adults overlook major barriers to functioning. The book's practical value lies in helping readers ask better questions and coordinate across disciplines when needed. A behavior plan, for example, may fail if the underlying issue is physical discomfort rather than social misunderstanding. By making co-occurring conditions part of the autism conversation, the book encourages more accurate diagnosis, better advocacy, and fewer wasted interventions. Lastly, preparing teenagers for adult life through real-world skill building, the final part of the book places strong emphasis on adolescence and the transition into adulthood, which is often where autism support becomes most complicated. Rather than treating teen years as an afterthought, the authors present them as a critical period for teaching practical skills, building independence, and planning for life after school. This focus is important because many autistic teenagers need more than academic support. They need guidance in daily living, decision-making, workplace expectations, and social or community functioning. The book treats adulthood preparation as something that should begin before the transition arrives, not after problems emerge. That makes the guidance especially useful for families and educators who want to avoid abrupt gaps in support. It also reinforces the book's larger theme that success should be measured in functional terms, not only by test performance or diagnosis-related categories. A teenager may need help learning how to organize routines, communicate needs, or handle unfamiliar settings, and those abilities often matter more for future stability than abstract achievement. By ending with adulthood preparation, the book shows that autism support is not only about managing childhood difficulties, but also about building a workable future. In conclusion, this book should be read by parents of autistic children, special education teachers, school administrators, therapists, psychologists, and other professionals who need a practical framework for day-to-day support. Its main benefit is that it turns autism guidance into a structured set of decision-making habits rather than a collection of isolated tips. Readers gain a clearer way to interpret behavior, assess needs more accurately, coordinate interventions, and think ahead to adolescence and adult independence. The book is especially useful for people who are frustrated by generic advice because it repeatedly returns to the question of fit, what works for this child, in this context, at this time. That makes it stand out from many autism books that either remain too clinical or stay too broad to apply easily. Grandin and Moore combine lived perspective, clinical insight, and a strong practical orientation, which gives the book unusual credibility and usability. It is not a theory-driven manifesto or a memoir. It is a working guide built around concrete mindsets that can shape everyday support. For readers looking for a grounded, respectful, and adaptable approach to autism, it offers one of the more coherent roadmaps in the category. If you would like to support Temple Grandin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.